And we're live. Wow, what a week. I mean, we knew last week already that this week would be kind of crazy with the PPI inflation data, CPI inflation data. But hey, I did not expect this week to shape up as it did. The Dow yesterday cracked 40,000 for the first time ever. So what's next for the indices? All making record highs. So we'll talk about this. And then we also this morning had another WTF trade. So we'll take a look at our positions and the new trade. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Friday, May 17th. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, I mean, what a week. We knew that the markets would move one way or another. Honestly, yeah. I thought it would be more to the downside. But hey, the markets have spoken. It is to the upside. All three indices making new record highs. The Dow cracking 40,000 for the first time ever. What?
I know. Never a dull moment. And this rally to record highs, I mean, just impressive to, I think, is an understatement. I thought there'd be a little more of a pullback going into the weekend. And, you know, the day's not over. But gosh, you can't complain if you're long stocks.
For sure. I mean, super impressive rally. April was a tough month. But if you look at a monthly chart, I mean, we made it all back. And then some. I mean, well, we're almost getting there. Let me just zoom in a little bit. But this way we see. So previous months down. And right now, we're pretty much where we ended March. So resuming this rally.
Yeah. And just like that, the bears have left the building and so has volatility.
It almost seems this way. Well, we still have, let me just refresh this really quick. We still have earnings season going on, and we also have some stocks that are moving today. And I mean, this is where we got to get back to the meme stocks. GameStop, look at this, down 26%. So the whole GameStop meme rally that started on Monday with the tweet fizzled out. And right now we're kind of almost back where we were last Friday.
I mean, I thought this was going to end badly. And I mean, this is just what we mentioned when it first started to take place. I mean, we're not going to mess around with this. It's just too crazy. We'd rather look at SRC profits. Things are a little more systematic, repeatable, and consistent, easier to trade. I mean, this is just craziness.
Lots of volatility there. Lots of volatility. In comparison to the VIX, the volatility in the S&P 500, at lows that we haven't seen since December. I mean, right now, only at 12. Not a whole lot. Fear has left the building.
Yeah. I mean, we know there's always going to be spikes and there's always going to be ranges. But I mean, this is just kind of crazy from April down to where we're at now. We're now, I mean, just no premium.
Cut in half. And this happens. It won't last forever. Hey, but talking about meme stocks, here's a stock that is not a meme stock, but Reddit, that had its IPO recently. I mean, they are doing really, really well. Very often we see that stocks, after their initial IPO, which means that they start publicly trading, there's usually some hype for a day or two. Then it fizzles out, and we have seen this. And usually this continues, especially after earnings, after the first time a company publicly reports earnings. But here, Reddit, I mean, beating the odds right now, trading above its IPO price, and today up 13%.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice looking move for Reddit. And today's rally comes after news that they have made a deal with OpenAI, which gives ChatGPT access to Reddit's content. And investors seeming to like that move. Seems like a good partnership.
Yeah, so definitely nice move there. On the other hand, we also have Take-Two. Let's go there. TTWO, Take-Two Interactive Software. Oh, look at this. they actually recovered because earlier I saw that they are delaying their Grand Theft Auto release and that they were down. But nope, apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, it's they've reversed a little bit, but they were down pre-market after saying they were going to now come out with the new video game in the fall of 2025. So,
all right.
Seems like at first it was a bad thing, but then traders like it. Go figure.
Looking at interest rates today up again, but I mean, interest also retraced quite a lot. So these were kind of normal. A little bit surprising though that stocks, okay, now they have, they're around the unchanged mark. Interest rates are up. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies are up. Ethereum, did you see that up today? Almost 5%. Did you see the news?
No, I missed that.
Well, after we have now the Bitcoin ETFs, Ethereum seems to be next in line. So this is where the SEC is considering allowing Ethereum ETFs. And this is why Ethereum today jumping a little bit, because we know after Bitcoin's ETFs got approved that we had this massive rally from 40,000 to 60,000. So right now, a little bit of anticipation here probably. And this is why Ethereum is outperforming Bitcoin today, even though it already benefited from this news. Wait, Bitcoin ETFs are approved? So this probably means it's just a matter of time until we also have Ethereum ETFs approved.
Interesting. Well, nice little rally there.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What's going on the economic calendar? Nothing really today. A few yellow flag reports. The CB leading index, not a whole lot, but I want to look ahead of at next week. So next week, we have lots of people speaking. So we have actually a lot of Fed members speaking and also Treasury Secretary Yellen speaking. Other than this, it's also next week a fairly quiet week. So earnings season winding down, economic calendar winding down. So what are traders looking for right now?
I mean, anything to stop this rally, maybe, because the easier move is higher right now, and it seems like investors are really liking that CPI data. And then next week, it's Fed speak. I mean, look at all those Fed members making commentary. I mean, are you going to get something that just really contradicts the CPI and says, hey, we're having issues? Probably not, but you never know. You never know.
And we already know what the Fed will say and the Fed members. It's all about higher for longer. But this is where right now traders believe that, longer might be over in September. Right now we have an 85% probability that the Fed might be lowering rates in September. This is what Fed funds traders are factoring in right now. And you see, we even have a pretty good probability. I mean, compared to a few weeks ago, I mean, here we're looking at a 33% probability that maybe, or what is it, 31.4% probability, that maybe the Fed might be lowering rates as early as July.
Yeah, July seems a little premature, but that 33% is interesting.
Yeah. And we also see, traders are hoping for 2 rate cuts this year. And this is where we hear more and more analysts all saying, yeah, it might be likely that the Fed is giving us 2 rate cuts this year. Well, this is way down from the previously planned and communicated 3 rate cuts that the Fed communicated. But I mean, we were down to 1 rate cut. And I mean, at some point, it even looked like maybe there's no rate cuts this year and that they would start in 2025. So we're at least back to 2 rate cuts. And at the next meeting, I believe it is in the June meeting, that we get an updated dot plot.
Yep, quarterly. And that will be interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening, starting with the wheel. So these were, volatility being super low here, didn't find a whole lot of good opportunities. And I mean, I said it kind of like Warren Buffett sitting on a little bit of cash right now, waiting for an opportunity. I mean, the markets won't go up forever. There will be retracement. Yep. The VIX will go higher when there is. And this is then an opportunity. And until then, I'm fine with the wheel strategy sitting on my hands because we also have other strategies like the WTF strategy.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes you need to be patient and wait for those opportunities. And then other strategies could give you a little action.
Yeah. So we still have two positions. CSIQ still trying to figure out what to do here. And again, this move here that we saw this week, I mean, this almost looks like the meme stock moves. And we know that one of the meme stocks, SPWR, Solar Power, acted like this. So I'm almost wondering if CSIQ got dragged into this and now we're back to normal and saying, okay, so what's happening here? Earnings were good, so let's move higher. That's the plan.
I like the idea of moving higher, and definitely some volatility the last couple of weeks where it hasn't been in the rest of the market.
Yeah. And we are looking at possibly adding to our position at 15, right? So we already flew one risk commission. So now we're talking about possibly flying another partial risk commission. So we did a partial risk commission here, another partial, to lower our cost basis to probably somewhere around 23 if we do this. So a rather quick pop that we could see would then get us out of the position. So that's what we are considering right now.
Exactly. I still feel comfortable adding to this position. We know what's going on with CSIQ, and it's just a matter of timing it in a way that makes sense.
Yeah. UPS, our other little buddy that we have today, slightly down again and beautifully following this trend line. So, well, that's not the trend line that I wanted to draw. It should look more like this. So that's there beautiful. But come on, UPS, up here. That's where we want you to go.
UPS parabolic to the upside is okay. You can get away from this trend line as long as it's to the upside. So just a little note, UPS.
Good. It's okay. It works. Okay. Anyhow, so these are the only two positions that we have right now. Looking for new opportunities with the VIX being at these low levels. Nothing really to consider there. On the other hand, on the WTF analyzer, we are having some action. So first of all, we do have a few open positions. Airbnb just hanging out around the entry price. We don't have an exit yet. And this almost looks like something is coiling up here. Doesn't it appear to you like this? So
it's not going to stay flat like that forever, but I do like the opportunity of a break to the upside with a gap fill.
Yeah. So our entry at 147.75, slightly down right now at 146 and coiling up for a move. COP also, I mean, trying to figure out what to do here. I mean, if we zoom in, we also see that COP here looks almost like we are in a downtrend, but it seems that we also have found some support right here at the 200-day moving average. Our stop loss is at 115, our enterprise at 125.08, right now trading at 120.66. So COP, I believe, also getting ready to make a move. And just to give you the right idea, COP, to the upside. Let's draw actually a few more arrows.
Yeah, there you go. The third arrow did the trick.
The third arrow did the trick. Okay. Yesterday, we entered Disney. So Disney, well, yesterday, finishing higher, we entered it at 103. I believe that we got a fill at 103.10. Right now, slightly higher at 103.28. Not yet the move that we are looking for, because after this drop, we're expecting a move back up to around 107, 170.50. But nothing yet, so we'll be patient. Markets are super quiet today.
Yeah, and I mean, often I start and then kind of quiet. That's okay. And still up.
Still up. And then we had a new opportunity today. FANG, Diamond Energy. What do you think about this one, Mark?
I like it. I like it. I mean, it's a signal, and we know it's a numbers game, so we want to take signals as they come. If we look at the chart, yeah, I'm not reading the chart to make a decision. This is just purely technical for an entry. But maybe we have a little double bottom there and some support right at where we entered, and we'll get a rally back up towards 205 and make some money.
Yeah. So interesting that it had the dividend drop a couple of days ago, and this mm-hmm. actually gave us the retracement that we are looking for with the WTF strategy, which stands for win the fear, because the idea here is that we are buying stocks that are making a little bit of a down move here. And yeah, so this morning we entered at 195.36. Right now it's trading at 196.06. Let's see. So right now we have four WTF positions on. Let's see what happens to those. I mean, not much today, so we just entered this one. But we'll definitely follow up with that on Monday.
Yes.
Yes. All right, going back to the markets to see where we are, where we stand for the week, and how will we possibly end the week. And it is time. Mark, are we getting a dad look today, or are we getting a trader look today?
Well, I'm going to apologize in advance, but it's a little bit of both.
All right, let's hear it.
What do you get when you combine men and volatility? Manatees. totally stupid, but kind of you're kind of dad and just plain stupid, and I should get a like just for that.
All right. Okay, I got one for you. Do you know the German word for constipation?
No.
Far from proven. All right. I got one more. Okay. Do you know the German word for bra? Stoppen von floppen.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your vote counts. Please vote in the comments and let us know if you like
it. You got it, Marcus. This one, I give it to you. I gave all yours.
If you like the German words for constipation, or if you like to. Okay. So let's go back to the markets here and see what is happening. So today, looking at the S&P 500, looking at a 5-minute chart, it is absolutely super quiet. Not a whole lot going on. We are pretty much exactly where we opened, and we opened where we closed yesterday. So as you can see, all three indices, let's go back to this. All three indices here are just kind of hanging in there. So the NASDAQ up 5 points, the S&P up 1 point, the Dow Jones up 32 points, which basically, as you can see, is nothing. So what are you expecting for today, Mark, for the remainder of the day?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just going to be quiet. I thought we'd get a little bit of a pullback, and right now it just seems like traders are content being quiet going into the weekend, right? And we're barely budging, and I don't think there's going to be much of a change.
I think that we will finish lower today. I think it started yesterday by taking some profits, and I think that it will continue today. So this morning, it's just like, okay, do we have any news that would actually help us to go back, especially with the Dow above the 40,000 level? And there's no news whatsoever, and this is why I think that there will be some profit taking. So I'm for a down day today. I think that this is going to happen. Do you think it will be an up day, down day, cookie bet?
I think it's just, okay, I'll take up day. I don't think we're going to be above 40,000 in the Dow. I think we're just going to be slightly positive, just flat.
All right. Good.
Okay. Here we go. How about this? Cookie bet that two of the three major indices will finish higher. And for you, it's two of the three major indices finishing lower. How's that?
Deal.
All right. Cookie bet in Barcelona.
Cookie bet in Barcelona. We are only 2 weeks away. I mean,
I know.
Basically Monday in a week, kind of. No, a little bit longer. Anyhow, hey, I hope that you enjoyed the show. Hope that you enjoyed it the whole week. If you did, give us a like, especially on a Friday. We appreciate all of your likes. If this is your first time here, consider subscribing. And if you feel that this was good information and others should benefit from this information, just click the share button. There's a share button right underneath where you can share it wherever you want. All right. And with that said, have a great weekend and we'll see you back on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.